I'd like to read a few new poems and then let you get out of this hot room. One of the problems I had when I finished my second book was that I felt I'd exhausted a subject that was very important to me, and I wasn't sure what was compelling enough to write about. I knew that having compelling subject matter was what makes poems great poems. And I was going through a period, I felt, of transition, where I was unsure of myself in lots of areas. This poem is called The Subject Matter. How elusive what we want to speak of. A face reflected in water, the buzz of a bee from flower to flower? Or was it mother weeping by the campsite at all the family outings? The drift of incidents builds and builds, like the fire that makes so many shapes and shadows, we don't know what to make of them. Yet, there were moments we seemed to cohere to one another, to huddle close or hug after long absences. The season for memory is brief and clouded over, but it strikes you that the sun was out. You took the family photograph, and the family soon dispersed. Later on, the images and details seemed so real, an explanation of the hillside. But you can't find yourself in the picture, and the flowers growing over the meadow now are not the ones we wanted to preserve, the ones we meant to pick. Always very ambivalent about telling people not to apply. I'm always ambivalent about telling people to apply. Guess you know what kind of guy I am.